Bedtime Bonnet is a story about a little girl, her family, and their nighttime hair rituals. The brother twists and tightens his locks, the sister combs her hair into a swirl, the mom gathers her corkscrew curls in a scarf, grandpa does nothing because he's bald, and the little girl searches high and low for her missing bedtime bonnet.
Nanika, have you ever lost your bedtime bonnet?
Oh, many times.
Bedtime Bonnet was illustrated by Nanika Myers and written by Nancy Red.
All the time. I lose my bonnet. Actually, at this point, I probably have like 20 or 30 around the house because I'm constantly losing it.
Constantly losing it. And then I rebuy like another one and I realize I already had it because it was just hidden somewhere between the crevice of my bed. But I do like having variety and not feeling lost without it. So I can't help it.
It's very fun. The little girl loses her bonnet in the story and the whole family helps her find it. And that's something that actually happens. That's an experience that many of us can relate to.
For those who don't wear a bonnet at bedtime, Nancy Red explains.
My hair, as well as the hair of a lot of curly or kinky haired women, tends to break off if it experiences friction. So to protect that, often we sleep in protective styles like a bonnet or a durag or a wave cap or a kerchief or a scarf. And for my family, wearing a bonnet is like brushing my teeth. There's not a night that's complete without it.
Well, if the night is incomplete without it, you'll regret it in the morning, essentially.
I know. I have a fan who saw the cover, and she said, my daughter, who's 12, loves her bonnet. It was crazy hair week at school. And she said, not a problem, Mom. I'll just go to bed without my bonnet, and I'll be ready for crazy hair day.
We've been asking authors and illustrators how they work together or apart to perfectly combine words and pictures. Nancy Red wrote Bedtime Bonnet for her daughter.
When I would bring up the bonnet, she would balk. And she would say, I don't want to wear a bonnet. Only old people wear bonnets. Because the only people she saw wearing a bonnet were me and her grandma, my mommy. Yes, we are old people. And I realized she has no context. She has no cultural context for this ubiquitous black nighttime hair ritual. So I went in search of a resource and didn't find one. I wanted to change that. And I wanted little girls to not grow up being ashamed. Because when I was growing up, I was very ashamed of my bonnet. If the doorbell rang, I would immediately take it off. I didn't want anybody to know it existed. And I didn't want my daughter growing up with that same shame.
Yeah, I could personally say the same thing, too. Like, bonnets, like, growing up, I had a hard time really accepting that I had to wear a bonnet compared to all my friends. Like, I was like, why doesn't she have to wear it going to sleep? How come I have to? And I guess, like, this is something I had to learn on my own and appreciate that, you know, bonnets aren't, like, a jailhouse for your hair. Like, it's meant to, like, make your hair feel loved and retain its natural beauty. And I shouldn't be ashamed of it if someone sees it. It's, like, it's a part of me. Like, that's my culture. That's who I am as a person.
These are elements of our life that are enjoyable and inspiring. And Nanika's illustrations did a phenomenal job of bringing my dream to life.
One of the things that I try to push in my own art style is texture, like with my brushstrokes. So it was really fun to like play up how much texture and how little that each hair type would need. So like for the mom, she had like massive fro. And I was like, okay, I got a pineapple this, but it still needs to look like it will be like a really like massive, luscious, like 3C, 4A type hair. So I had to really play with the spirals that they're loose enough that, you know, they could just float in the air if they wanted and like still be tight enough if she really gelled it down. The sister had more of like relaxed hair. So it was more straightened. It's just a lot of playing with the brush strokes and textures so that they still felt like natural black hair and not just like a wig.
And the texture is so important in this, Nanika. You did an amazing job because one of the problems I have seen in children's books that express diversity in the past is how everyone looks the same. Everyone has the same type of hair. Often it's whitewashed and it looks straight in the illustration. I sent the notes in advance of the illustrations being begun. I said, I want some 4C hair. I want people in different shades of black people, because if you look at families, we're not all the same color.
Definitely there's a lot of like differences in my own family. I typically have more like 4C, like more kinkier hair compared to my mom, where her hair is a bit more finer and she's like lighter, or I'm a little more darker. So definitely, like, just doing the story alone and being able to pick the colors, I was able to relate to that, especially because I have my reference point. It's right in my living room.
And the family in Bedtime Bonnet looks like my family. My daughter is such a fan. She wants to be like Nanika. She wants to be an artist. And she has this whole series of women in bonnets that she's drawn. She's 5 at this point, by the way. And she's so in love with her bonnet. And I feel the goal of this book, if nothing else happens with the publication of Bedtime Bonnet, my initial goal, which is to make my daughter comfortable with her Black heritage and her need to wear a bedtime bonnet, has been accomplished.
That was Nancy Redd and Nanika Myers talking about their book, Bedtime Bonnet.